It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, Trump hates her.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
No, Trump supports her, doesn't he?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh.
He likes Roseanne.
Yeah.
You know, this team is just not that good.
Really? Both of them start with R?
Never confuse those two.
No.
Well. It seems good talent is hard to find.
A bag with a career.
What? He had a bag with a what in it?
A clear.
That's.
A clear crystallized substance.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW once again brings you the emergency brake of the week. Longtime Friday tradition here on the show. You get three candidates, and we let you vote on them at 888-787-1310. Well, we try to talk for a living here on The Ticket, but from time to time we get crossed up, sometimes because we just ate something, or maybe like back in the day, I think I was battling a cold and I was running out of breath, and I said road swing in a really funny way. You'll remember that. It's almost like it was just a few years ago when I said kind of a weird...
Whatever doghouse he's in right now. But another win for the Mavericks on the road. And next up in this road swing, they have two games left at Philly.
It sounded like you were singing.
I was trying to. I was trying to fight off a cough.
Road swing.
Switching time.
That's how we got
at Philadelphia on Friday, and then
all those years ago.
That's what you were doing, fighting off a cough.
Yeah, I was trying to, trying to get it all out before I coughed.
Road swing.
All right, well, that happened to Dan this week. Dan McDowell made a really funny noise when he was talking.
But here we are. We're all here. Back in our studios.
They're all here.
And as the NBA playoff picture became...
Whoa, buddy.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I'm back to wolfing down food during
all here.
The five-minute break. The NBA playoff picture set.
Why does it always make you sing? That's what's weird about it.
No, you're just trying to fight through it.
We had that, his beautiful vibrato.
We had that isolated, I do believe.
Became.
Yeah, something tells me that's going to be a drop. How about that with a double with road swing? Road swing and became.
Road swing, they
became.
Road swing, became. All right, all the way through one more time.
But here we are. We're all here. Back in our studios.
They're all here.
And as the NBA playoff picture became...
Whoa, buddy.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I'm back to wolfing down food during
all here.
The five-minute break.
People just don't even give you a chance.
The NBA playoff picture set...
We're all ready to pounce.
The dog pile is so immediate.
Yeah. Whoa.
Game.
All right, there is Dan McDowell as candidate number one. Candidate number two, the Hall of Famer himself, is back. Norm, trying to make a celebrity reference, not a real recent one, and he mangled it pretty bad. He's looking for Danny Bonaducci and the show The Partridge Family, and he went 0-2.
And you'll see way more guys coming out of retirement. You heard Oscar De La Hoya is thinking about getting back in the ring in an exhibition fight that's paying a ton of money.
Was the first celebrity to do this Danny Bonaducci? Have I got that name right?
Bonaducci.
Bonaducci, thank you. Wasn't he from the Brady Bunch?
Partridge Family.
Same
right decade.
He's all over the neighborhood.
Norm, you're batting, .000, but you're getting wood on the ball, let me tell you. You're doing it. All right.
Be a douche. And they're peppering him with Biotish references. Yeah, he did not play bass for the Brady Bunch. He played bass, I guess, for the Partridge Family more than he did the Brady
Bunch. Played bass for the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you play Beyondish bass?
All right, way to go, Norm. You are candidate number two. And buckle your seatbelt for this one.
Oh, no.
If you missed Luka Doncic on with the Hang Zone, this is not the entire interview. It's only a minute 50. It will feel like 5 minutes. Just, it's cringy. It's tough. And here's some of it.
I mean, you know, what we play, how we can beat them, you know, how... What are the things to do to beat them? And just focus on the team, you know. And that's my point right now.
Do you view the Clippers as rivals?
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. This is Luka Doncic with us here on The Ticket. Do you view, after playing the Clippers last year in the playoffs and now facing them again, do you think you have a nice rivalry building up with them?
I mean, yeah, you know, I think last year's series was pretty fun, you know, for playing from my side. It was so fun, you know, that's what basketball is about. I think for the fans it was fun too. So I think it's going to be a great series.
I know that, you know, years ago in the past, Dirk would actually have a situation where he would tell his family to not come to town during the playoffs, that he just didn't want to deal with everything related to having family coming in from outside the country. What is your situation like with your family coming in town, or do you keep them at arm's length? Like, how do you manage the family situation during the postseason?
I don't know yet, but that's something, you know, in my personal life, so I think I'm going to keep that to myself.
Yeah, totally understand.
So Dirk was actually called into our station earlier this morning. What did it mean to you to have him around for a year?
Oh, it was great. It was amazing. I wish it would have been more years, but, you know, it was about to retire, but that year was just great. You know, I learned a lot.
Yeah, he'll joke around a little bit on you.
Oh, yeah, I know. We joke around all the time, you know.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, was it a blinker? Was he playing ping pong, or was that a metronome?
No, I think he had been practicing piano or something, and he had the metronome still going.
You know, Dan and Jake did a really good job of trying to keep some forward momentum going,
yeah,
but we've all been in that spot where you have a guest who just isn't interested in being interviewed.
Yeah.
And it is so difficult because
it rattles you. I mean, you can hear they're both kind of rattled there.
Yes.
As they're stumbling over their words because they didn't expect it to get the ball to be batted back to them so quickly.
Well, here, Dan, you take it.
It reminded me so much of when the Hardline had Kenny Lofton on many years ago.
Gosh.
When he, the short stint with the Rangers, and he could not have cared any less about being interviewed. And Luka just did not have any interest.
No. He was trying to find his way around downtown, I guess, and kept having to put his blinker on.
He was stuck in that left turn bay for so long.
All right, so is it Dan, Norm, or Luka Doncic? 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give me Norm. Be a douche.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hello, Craig?
Yes?
I met you one day back at the Whole Foods in Lakewood, and your legs were so shiny, and it was great. And Gordon?
Yeah?
It's always pretzels, isn't it? It's always pretzels.
Seems like it is, yeah.
And hey? Georgian and Georgie.
Yeah.
How's your... the diary here today?
Well, okay. Not a great
we're not getting
call.
A vote out of this
no,
guy.
No, I don't think so. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This is Paul in Capel.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Musers. I do not want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself.
That's a, you don't need the song lyrics. Thank you. The vinyls.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, is this AM Ticket?
This is AM Ticket.
This Groobs.
And so I wake the body up a dime, a dime, a dime, a dime, a dime, a dime,
what did he say?
Not sure.
I didn't understand anything.
Did you hear that, Jared? Did he vote for anybody, or was it just...
I think it was just nonsense.
Inaudible. Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the E-Break?
Good morning, Muses. I realized that I, the British Casey, haven't been on in quite a while. So I'd like to vote for the... For the all-time great Norm.
What an unstable accent that
Very
was.
Unstable.
British Casey.
Started to lose it a little bit there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
You know what I am, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Unreal.
Hey, neither do I want to vote for the Hang Zone and Luca interview, just, you know, and more Charlie Manson, please. Love you.
No, okay. Don't need more okay. Charlie Manson.
Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
The ticket. And I'd like to vote for Norm. And Dana Bonaducci, he was a drummer.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on AM radio?
Yeah.
I would like to responsibly vote for George's beefy bean dip britches.
Gross.
No such thing, sir. No such thing. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Okay, Bobcat, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hi, you're on ticket AM, FM, and the stream. Okay, there's Luca vote there. Luca voting for himself
that
there.
That is funny.
With his blinker. That's pretty awesome. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
What did the P1 say after a night of lovemaking?
What?
See you down the road. Give me Luca.
All right. Easy there, dude. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, morning, boys.
Morning.
Hey, it's me, Luca's turn signal, and I'll take my driver for the win.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, Muses. This is your old driver, and I would vote for Luca.
Breaking up.
Grover's breaking up.
Underwater.
I think I heard Luca in there, though.
What'd he say?
I think he did say Luca in there before he drowned.
Did?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Luca Doncic. Maybe just like the first 30 seconds or so.
I mean, you know, what are we playing? How we can beat them? You know, what are the things to do to beat them? And just focus on the team, you know. And that's my point right now.
Do you view the Clippers as rivals?
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. This is Luka Doncic with us here on The Ticket. Do you view, after playing the Clippers last year in the playoffs and now facing them again, do you think you have a nice rivalry building up with them?
We can't listen to all minute.
Oh, come on.
We can't.
By the way, you included some of his best answers.
Yeah, there were some two-word and fails.
I mean, that 2 minutes we heard a while ago was the best of the interview. And it was a 13-minute interview.
Well, I can hear it already. They gave Luca an E-Break. They tried to run him out of town. All right, how many wins is that for Luca?
You might be shocked, but it's his first one. He's 119 behind Norman Hamas Hitzkus.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
He doesn't All go right. by that. All right, way to go, Luca. And speaking of Luca, the playoffs start tomorrow afternoon for the Mavericks. Game 1 in L.A. against the Clippers.